Today is Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. All right, we're going to do this correct. We're gathered here today to mourn the passing of another great podcast. This podcast was short-lived. Some might even say it died too young. The podcast I'm speaking about is Pointless Talk. And although it named itself Pointless, many of us really enjoyed our time with this podcast. I'd just like to have a moment here to just reflect on everything we've learned from Daniel Brewer and Pointless Talk, and let everyone know that Pointless Talk will be sorely missed in the halls of podcasting fame. All right, well, the wonderful show Pointless Talk by Daniel Brewer has gone away. I listened to the last episode today. It was episode 20. And it'll be missed. Now he's coming back with another show with Auntie Vera, but I would just like to call out, Daniel just could not cut the solo podcasting gig. It was just too much for him. And that's okay. I completely understand, Daniel, and I will listen to anything that you do in the future. All right, let's listen to a voicemail. I'm going to download this because I always make the mistake of not downloading it, and then it stops.
Adam, no.
Hey.
Don't tell my personal business on the little shoe. Hello. It's for private consumption. So I'm on my way to Rapid City to ride my motorcycle with my friends, and I passed like 4 or 5 charter buses from Sioux Falls. They have a big, huge electronic sign with a message on it that says Mount Rushmore will be closed on July 3rd and will reopen on July 4th. And that's because that shitbag is going to be there. Excuse me for swearing on your podcast, if you play this on your podcast.
It's okay.
Anyway, because that shitbag's going to be there. So
I used to say fuck all the time.
All those people paying money to ride a bus across the state to go to it or whatever. Laughing. Okay. Goodbye.
I don't think I could. I didn't realize you weren't finished there, Kathy. I'm sorry. Well, thank you for the call, Kathy. Of course, I'm going to play your voicemail on the little shoe. I read somewhere that Donald Trump was going to Mount Rushmore, and I was so glad that Mark and I had visited before he fouled the great history of Mount Rushmore. But anyway, so I'm glad you were out riding. That sounds fun. I don't think I would ever ride a motorcycle. It seems so dangerous to me, and I'm just not, I mean, it's fine. I don't have a, like, I'm not anti bike riding. Like, it's, if I had a son, I would let him ride a bike. If I had a daughter, I would let her ride a bike, you know, if it was under my control. My dad owned a motorcycle. My brother, oh my God, my brother. you know, you think of a motorcycle as being dangerous because when you're driving down the road, there are idiots out there that can cut you off and do other things. And when you're in a motorcycle, you just like tump over on the side and then you skid down the road and then you like, you sand all of your skin off your body. That's why you have to wear leather. But no, my brother cut off his fingers oiling his motorcycle chain because he thought it was a good idea to oil the chain with the motorcycle running because he thought the oil would disperse better on the chain. and he cut the tips of his fingers off in one of his hands. It was I was out in the backyard. I don't know how old I was, but I was probably like 7 or 8. Maybe even younger. I'm not sure. My mom wasn't home. My dad was home. My brother was in the front on the, we had a little patio on the side of the house, and I was in the back. We had a fenced in backyard. So I wasn't seeing him very well. The gate was open, but anyway, regardless, he had his motorcycle propped up and he was, you know, oiling the chain. And then he turned it on. And then, I don't know, a couple of minutes later, you hear bloody screams. I mean, just blood curdling, like, it was horrible. Bottom line is, don't oil. I don't even know if, do you even oil motorcycle chains anymore? Are they like self-oiling or something? I don't even know. But bottom line is, don't do it. I've never owned a motorcycle. I don't know. But thank you so much for your call, Kathy. Yeah, I didn't give any of your business out on the show. But I will say this. When you email Fatty, you normally say, okay, don't read anything below this, right? I don't recall you at any point in that email saying, hey, don't mention this on your show. Now, I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying that's the reason I didn't read word for word or verbatim, because I wasn't sure. But in the future, if you don't want something read on the little shoe, then you should just put, hey, don't read this on the show below this point, or don't read any of this email on the show. This is only for your ears, or whatever. But I think I did a good job. I think, you know, I did not divulge anything that I was not supposed to divulge, I don't think. So I think I did a very good job. In fact, Blind Guy Jay emailed me today and said I was perfectly fine divulging anything that he's put in his email. It was all fine, but he would make sure that he told me in the future if you know, I wasn't supposed to. So yeah, I realized yesterday I didn't talk about the weekend at all. So over the weekend, it was Mark and I. It was our anniversary. And several of you wished us happy anniversary, so thank you to those of you who wished us happy anniversary. It was a good day. I did work in the yard a little bit. We went and bought this mower and weed eater, so I did want to try out, as he calls them, my toys. But we had these plans. He wanted to watch Hamilton on Disney Plus. So most of our anniversary was in the evening. So, I mean, you know, I made him a card because I can't leave here without him. I mean, we're kind of joined at the hip at this point. And with coronavirus, I don't have an excuse to leave. I can't say, oh, I'm going to work, because when I go to work, I just come upstairs, you know. So I didn't have any time to go to the store, and I always forget things till the last minute. So I'm like, oh, crap, I need an anniversary card. We don't really do presents for anniversary and birthdays. We usually either travel, and, you know, the amount that we spend on the travel, that's what we would have spent on a present. Or this year, the house is our anniversary. I mean, because we're doing an electrician for the switches. We're doing a landscaper. He's buying furniture for his office. You know, we've already bought a lawnmower, and you know, so all of this stuff is kind of anniversary gift. It's probably this house and all the stuff we're going to do in this house is probably like the next 2 years worth of gifts or something, especially since we can't travel right now. But our evening, anyway, so I made him a card. I gave it to him actually at midnight the night before. So I'm like, boyfie, happy anniversary, you know, and he opened it. He thought it was really sweet. And anyway, so, and then he gave me a card the next morning, and he hadn't bought a card either, because he always has extra birthday cards. So he found an extra birthday card, and he just took a post-it note, and everywhere it said birthday, he put a post-it note that said, so it said happy, and then he put a post-it note that said anniversary. But then he writes the most romantic, sweet notes and cards of anyone I've ever met in my life. He's not verbal all the time about how much he loves me and all of that, but when he writes a card, I mean, you're in tears by the time you finish reading your card. So he wrote a really sweet card, and anyway, so we kind of just hung out during the day. We went to Home Depot, bought the lawnmower, you know, did whatever, I don't know, we did some other stuff. And but in the evening, we ordered Ruth's Chris Steakhouse to have delivered, So we had filet, and we had sweet potato casserole, and we had cream spinach, and they had bread, and we had bought a dessert, and we anyway. So, you know, come to think about it, I feel like we ordered an appetizer and they didn't bring the appetizer. I'm gonna have to ask him about that. I think he paid for an appetizer and they didn't deliver it. Anyway, regardless, we ate all that and we watched Hamilton while we were eating. And then there was a big fireworks display in town that was put on by Walmart. And so after we finished watching Hamilton and finished eating, we got in the car and drove into town. I know it sounds like we live out like on the range or something, but I mean, anyway, regardless. So we drove into town and we parked in the one of the hospital parking lots that had a good view of the fireworks display. And we turned on the radio really loud because they were playing patriotic music. And then he and I sat on the roof of his SUV and listened to patriotic music and watched the fireworks. And then we got ice cream on the way home and had ice cream and our chocolate cake that we had bought for dessert. And that was our anniversary. It was really good. And then on Sunday, we just, you know, hung out and did normal Sunday stuff, went grocery shopping. But overall, it was a good anniversary weekend. We had a really good time. We always enjoy being with each other, so it doesn't matter. Our neighbor came over last night after I recorded. She knocked on the door and I didn't know what to do because I didn't know whether to let her in. But I'm like, oh my God, COVID, but nobody's wearing a mask in this neighborhood. And she brought us this fresh picked lavender that she had gotten. She was so sweet and we're so antisocial, but now we've got to give them a gift back, I feel like, you know? Anyway. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.